People who've been impacted by suicide or suicide attempts often struggle to find other people with whom to talk. It's rare to come across people who are comfortable talking about suicide and know how to offer support. In Bristol County, there's an unusual support group that brings together people who've lost loved ones to suicide with people who've tried to take their own lives. WBUR's Lynn Joliker attended a recent meeting to find out how people affected in different ways by suicide are giving each other some strength.
For Stephen Palm, the blazing days of July are the toughest time of year.
Well, we made it through July 17th again. You know, a lot of people reached out to us, and which is always good. We have a lot of support.
July marked 5 years.
I lost my daughter, Casey, to suicide in 2014. She was 14.
Early in his grief, Palm says, he talked with a therapist a couple of times, but it wasn't for him. Instead, he sought comfort among others who had lost a loved one to suicide, people who could understand. They could sit with him in his pain as he wondered aloud why his vibrant, fun-loving daughter took her life.
Even at 14 years old, every single day, love you, Dad, every single day. Yeah. You know, she loved to be around family and friends, and I just don't get it.
Palm is a 50-year-old UPS driver, still in his brown uniform after delivering packages all day. He found the support he wanted here, around a dining table in the Taunton home of Anne-Marie Matulis. She's the director of the Bristol County Regional Coalition for Suicide Prevention.
The hole in the heart never goes away. We know that, and we're not trying to fill it. But we do want to improve the quality of life, and that's the best.
Matulis's home is a 270-year-old colonial furnished with antiques. Candle lamps on the wall give the living room a cozy glow. The dining table, where 9 people sit on this summer night, is covered by an ivory-embroidered tablecloth. It's decorated with coasters that say, "Laugh often," and "Life is beautiful." Matulis started support groups 4 years ago with the help of a woman she considers a daughter, Tracy Medeiros. Medeiros had attempted suicide more than once years earlier. At first, there were separate groups for people affected by suicide in different ways, attempt survivors in one room, lost survivors in another. But before long, the program evolved into something unusual, seemingly unheard of in the suicide prevention community. The two groups started meeting together.
I'm always emotional right before.
Yeah.
Now, sitting next to and across from Steve Palm, the man who lost his daughter to suicide, are two women who've tried to take their own lives.
I still suffer from suicidal thinking. It's just sort of a condition.
53-year-old Carlene Murray attempted suicide twice, the first time when she was 12 years old, the second time when she had 2 small children of her own. But since she joined the support group, when her thoughts turn dark, she says Steve Palm and his suffering come to mind.
And it's sort of just kind of hanging over me.
Do you mean in terms of thinking about what he went through and his loss?
His loss, but what I don't want my family to feel.
Murray says she couldn't think about her family when she was suicidal in the past. She was too overwhelmed. But hearing Palm's story of losing his daughter has changed things.
It gets me outside myself. And maybe I'm just a little bit healthier for it through his tragedy. Perhaps I'm saved. I don't know.
That's good to hear.
Have you ever heard her say that before?
No, I haven't. That's the hopes of me speaking out, is that I can help somebody else. You know, I don't want anybody to have to go through what I've been through.
We were criticized for bringing lost survivors and attempt survivors together. You can't do that.
Anne-Marie Matulis says she first encountered that reaction at an American Association of Suicidology conference a few years ago. She was holding a workshop to present the idea of the combined support group.
Professionals were concerned that if we put an attempt survivor with a lost survivor, that the lost survivors were going to be hurt and offended, we were going to trigger them. And it turned out just the opposite.
The real enemy here is fear.
Tony Wood of Waltham has come to this night's meeting at Matulis' invitation. He chairs the board for the American Association of Suicidology. The association is made up of suicide researchers, clinicians, and prevention advocates. Wood says the suicide prevention community had previously resisted even inviting people who had attempted to kill themselves to join its efforts, never mind sitting those attempt survivors down with those who'd lost someone to suicide.
We're afraid to talk about this because what if it causes Jim or Jenny to die? Well, staying silent never helped anybody with any other health condition. So just swap it out. And it's like, well, you know, you don't get better from a respiratory infection by keeping quiet about it.
The Bristol County group now also invites people it calls impacted family members to the table. Those are people who have loved ones with suicidal thoughts and behaviors. Ted Figlock says his former wife attempted suicide before they married and since they divorced. But the risk of suicide didn't end there for his family.
Also, I have four children who are all teenagers now, and at one point or another, all of them express some suicidal ideology.
It's all-consuming when a family member is in crisis, Figlock says. The support group has helped him realize he needs to watch out for himself as well.
And some of this gives you a chance to say, okay, am I stuck? Am I just in anger? Have I been able to forgive myself for not being the solution, and then realizing, well, you know, you can't be the solution. There's not one thing that contributes to suicidal thoughts or action, and there's not one thing that would solve it.
Being stuck in fear or anger or depression makes people avoid or abandon life goals, Matulis tells the group.
So many of us have left something undone. We call them the unfinished symphonies.
At each meeting, she leads an activity meant to help people talk, connect, and heal. This night, she asks everyone to talk about dreams they've set aside and how they're going to get back to making those dreams a reality. People talk about goals from learning the piano to skydiving to traveling.
And you ever see those shows and they show these places where you can live for $800 a month and live right on the beach?
Yes.
We could do that.
My big-time goal is to graduate with a bachelor's in psychology.
That's Tracy Medeiros, who helped start the group. Like Carlene Murray, Medeiros says she gave no thought to her family when she tried to take her life. For Steve Palm, the man whose grief has been a lifeline to others, hearing Medeiros explain that has sustained him. It's helped him understand what his daughter might have been thinking.
I know she loved me, and she knows she was loved. She was not thinking. I know she wasn't thinking about what it would do to me, her mom, her brother, her friends.
Palm knows he'll likely never get answers to explain his daughter's suicide. But coming to this table has reinforced one thing that's often difficult for suicide loss survivors to embrace. It wasn't his fault. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.